America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Friend, I certainly hope that you'll be faithful to your church tonight. You know, one fellow said this, when you stay out of church, you know, just to be staying out, that's a vote to close it down. And the devil loves that. I mean, the devil would love for every church in America to close its doors. And you know, some are doing that now, even on Sunday night. Sunday night service is beginning to be a thing of the past. And I believe that we ought to keep the lights on. I really believe that. I believe we ought to go forward for God. And the way we keep our zeal for the Lord is stay in the Bible, stay in prayer, and love the Lord. And enjoy life. We can enjoy life. Amen. I don't go around with the Bible in my hand 24 hours a day. But I should go around with it in my heart, meditating on it. Amen. Hey, I hope you have a good Wednesday at church. Father, bless every preacher, pastor, evangelist that will preach tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go back to this message on being spiritual in unspiritual times. Spiritual and unspiritual times. You know what we ought to be doing? Trying to get people saved. Trying to preach the gospel. Trying to get people in. Amen. I mean, we've abandoned that in this day and time. We've got our philosophies. We've got our psychology. We've got our counseling sessions. We've got our this and our that. But I tell you what we need to do is get back to the basics of realizing that men and women and boys and girls that are over the age of accountability, whatever age that is, are going to hell without God. Our teenagers are going to hell. We're losing our youth, and a pizza party and a popcorn party and a clown show ain't going to bring them in. What we need is God, and we need the Holy Ghost to do the convicting again and get people saved and born again by the grace of God. It worked for our fathers. It can work for us. There was no entertainment. I just swallowed something. I don't know what it was. Amen. Hope it wasn't a bug. There was no entertainment the night my mama got saved, 1975. There was no circus out there. There was no band playing. There was not elephants in our yard. There was not some kind of big light show when my mama got saved. My mama knelt down in an old farmhouse and asked Jesus Christ into her heart and got gloriously born again. And because she did, a whole family got in church, and God saved me and called me to preach out of that. And I just say this to you, brother, it may be unspiritual times, but we can be spiritual in unspiritual times and see people get saved. You can see somebody get saved in your church on Sunday if you pray hard enough and believe God. And brother, maybe you need to go invite somebody. Maybe you need to get on the phone. Maybe you need to call somebody. Maybe you need to say, "Hey, I want you to come to church Sunday. I'm really God." When's the last time when's the last time we called anybody and said, "Hey, I'm concerned about you. Hey, I don't want you to spend eternity in hell. I don't mean that mean. I just want to see you saved." Well, I tell you what Ruth did somehow or another, Naomi, was an influence on Ruth. I don't know what it was. Ruth saw something in Naomi she didn't see in her mama. Ruth saw something in Naomi she didn't see in her daddy. Ruth saw something in Naomi she didn't see in Orpha, her sister-in-law. I bet, brother, she saw God. Amen. And by the way, Naomi probably wasn't letting her light shine too much. But Naomi left Judah, but she never forgot God. Amen. I mean, by the way, once you're saved, you don't lose your salvation. And once you're saved, you don't forget God. Did you know that? Even people that are backslid will tell you, "I'm not where I ought to be, but I know God's God. He's on the throne." Amen. Let me tell you something, friend. I want you to listen to me. People still get saved. Being spiritual, unspiritual times. We're living in a day when we need to see some births again. Everybody gets excited about the birth of a baby. And by the way, you want to get a bunch of women excited, you bring a baby around. I've watched them, amen? Why women will flock over that baby.
America.
You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.